Need your team to work harder? Try raising your voice. I'm Brian Van Miller on Business. Motivation comes in many forms, and according to one study, that includes yelling. Recently, a team of researchers from the University of California, Berkeley, conducted a study of more than 50 basketball coaches over the course of more than 300 games. During this time, researchers were able to record their halftime locker room speeches. According to Entrepreneur.com, the results showed a strong and clear relationship between a negative halftime speech and higher scoring in the second half. But there was a limit. Halftime speeches that were too offensive, rude, or insulting resulted in a bad second-half performance. Researchers say the results do not give managers the excuse to be a jerk. Instead, they show that if you have an important project or task that needs to get done, don't be afraid to unleash the iron fist. Negative emotions can be useful if you want your employees to deliver a strong, successful performance. You might be able to kill them with kindness, but you can win with a sharp tongue. Brian Van Miller, CBS News.